This is Pacific Media Network News at 8. Tongan youth leaders in Auckland are gearing up for another vaccination drive over the next 2 days. The Got Your Shot Talks event kicks off soon at 8:30 and goes to 5 p.m. today and Saturday. Wahetunua Longa o Aotearoa's Teuki Alupe Havea says that everyone is welcome.
Make the informed decision. We've got all the information. We've got lots of videos on our Saptoko Youth Show. And when you've made your decision and you want to get vaccinated, come join us at Loto Faleia. It's all love here. We can't wait to see you all. And just remember, got offer. Think big. Think big for the community. Think big for your family. And think big for all of us.
And leaders in the Kiribati community are welcoming dedicated vaccination events for some of our smaller island nations. There are dedicated Kiribati events in Otara and Warkworth on Saturday, while Niue and the Cook Islands have a vaccination drive in Favona today and tomorrow. Hibiscus Coast and Bay's Local Board Deputy Chair Victoria Short says it's important not to overlook these communities.
Normally see a really strong push for our Tongan and Samoan community, and sometimes our smaller communities kind of get left behind. So it's great to see that we're getting pushed out front and we're getting noticed, and we're having a specific drive for our community because it's been a long time coming and it does make a difference.
And hopes that quarantine-free travel from low-risk Pacific Islands will bring a boost for struggling tourism businesses. From the 8th of November, arrivals from Samoa, Tonga, Vanuatu and Tokelau will be able to enter New Zealand without an MIQ stay. Tourism industry Aotearoa's chief executive Chris Roberts says he understands most will be here to visit friends and families, but hope these travellers will bring some new business for struggling local operators. And to the Pacific, Fiji's former Prime Minister Sitiwini Rombuka claims that opposition MPs in the Social Democratic Liberal Party are ready to defect and join his new People's Alliance Party. Speaking to the Fiji Times, he says the Sodalfa Party, which he was formerly a member of and leader of, is in disarray and with lack of discipline and internal structural issues. But the Sodalfa Party leader Williamu Kavoka defended the party, saying they would not rely on superstars and that it was a strong brand more than capable of winning the next year's general election on its own. And in sports, Bolden Barrett will be playing his 100th test wearing the All Blacks jersey, number 10 jersey. Sunday morning's test against Wales in Cardiff will have Barrett starting outside TJ Perenara with David Havili at 12. In the forward pack will be Joe Moody, Cody Taylor and Nipu Laulala. In the front row will Dalton Papali'i, Ethan Blackadder and Adi Savea at the loose forward. And that's news at 8. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.